Good morning, Tim.
Hey Tim, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, hanging in there, Tyler. How about yourself?
It's been a pretty busy week over here. Good kind of busy though,
Good.
so I'm not complaining.
That's a good thing.
There we go. I just wanted to circle back here. I know you've been still probably searching around there for the trailers. Just wanted to see a quick update there for you if anything had come up for you.
Not yet. Got a couple of leads, but nothing's kind of come through yet. But I am checking. There's a possible some traders up there in Oregon that I heard about, so I'm just kind of checking on those right now.
I see, I see. And I
So.
think we kind of started talking about this last time, but how is it, how are you able to like find these deals or these trailers? What's the process to get the ball rolling on that?
There's just I have a couple guys that always are keeping an eye open for the high cube trailers for me, salesmen and stuff like that.
I
And
gotcha.
this one here is actually a trucking company that is thinking about getting rid of their high cube, getting rid of some of their high cube dry vans and stuff, and they're up
I
there
gotcha. They're looking to liquidate a little
north.
bit.
Yeah. So,
Is that usually
I'm
probably
trying
how
to
you
find
get your
out if they.
best, that's probably how you get your best deals too?
Yeah, it always helps.
You're not going to complain about a cheap price, that's for sure.
No, that's for sure.
Very well. And then you said there was some work usually that you have to get done to those as well on the trailers for, I don't know if it was for regulations or certain
Yeah,
aspects there
they gotta
or.
have skirts. Yeah, I gotta make sure that they're. For CARB, for California, they got to have skirts on them and a few different requirements like that.
I see. So buying out of state there, will it prolong the process, or is that really not that much of a add-on there
It's
to
not
get all
really.
that work done?
No. Just a couple of days. It's normal. It usually takes a week or week and a half after the deal's struck and they're ready to go.
I gotcha. I gotcha. And I mean, were these going to be replacing old ones that you had, or did you have some projects kind of lined up? That's why you were looking to bring a few more on?
Yeah, it's additional equipment.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep touching base here maybe every week and a half, 2 weeks. And as
Okay.
soon as you get the trailers you like I said, we can get you an answer in 24 hours and we can get the ball rolling for you about 24 hours
Okay.
after that on the funding. So it's just a matter of finding the right trailer there, and once that's been done,
Yeah,
it should be
it
smooth sailing from there. So
is. You bet.
but if anything does come up, you have my number there, so definitely reach out. Otherwise, like I said, I'll just keep touching base here every week or two.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Tim, always good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
All right, thank you. Bye.